The Cap and J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and J Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Yesterday, what are you laughing at?
Danny, just putting lines in my ear about you.
What did I do?
You dancing.
That was the most unrhythmic dancing I have ever seen. I love you, Cap. You're the guy. And everybody out there, you could watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That dancing... is why middle-aged white men have the reputation that they do.
You know what?
Now, you see, partner, I don't say anything. I just watch. And, you know, I'm just waiting to get back in the segment.
And I just kind of push it, Johnny, a little bit into it. Just in his headset. Come on, he's dancing. Look at him. Look at that dancing.
It's like, that's fine. Hey, listen, man. You just go to any random event at Ravinia, you see the same dancing.
Like, no question. There's a beat, and all you've got to do is bob your head to the beat, and you look somewhat good. Your head was bobbing at all the wrong times.
Well, there's two types of dancing. There is the dancing to the lyrics, which is wrong. You're supposed to dance to the music.
Correct.
In that spot, there was no lyrics.
So I was dancing to the music.
Yeah.
But at the wrong times.
You know what? It amused me. I was in a good place.
All right, JR, give me another song. Give me the next song. Give us whatever is next in the rotation of...
Now he's raising the roof. That died in two...
That was not raising the roof.
When did that die in 1998? Raise the roof?
This is raise the roof. I was doing this. That's not raising the roof.
Well, what was it that you were doing?
The wax on, wax off move is also not very in vogue when it comes to dancing. That does not work. All right, give me the next bad Mike Thomas song. What else do we have? What else
great.
Do we have?
Now, great. Now we're in for it.
How about this one? The tongue out, the moving around. Oh, God.
The patty cake with thin air.
The patty cake with the hands. It's just crazy.
Another bad Mike Thomas song.
The bad quarter in the Wurlitzer.
Yeah, wait till we go into that meeting after the show.
Hi!
And he closes the door. What was that shot?
What's with the music? Hi! So that, like, hey, man, I'm just telling you. You know, just another quarter wasted in the Mike Thomas Wurlitzer. That's what that is. Just another wasted quarter. This song's going to be good. Nope. Another wasted quarter.
Wow.
So there you go.
So the Bears practiced at Soldier Field yesterday. It was family practice.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of people who are friends of mine that were texting me. They were out there. Greg Braggs was out there. Our guy. And Justin Fields.
Yeah.
He's our guy. He's a great dude.
He didn't like me.
He loves you.
No. Go ahead.
So Justin Fields was making the lap around from the field to the first row, high-fiving fans, and every single time he touched the ball, whether it was just a simple little out route, a screen pass, just playing catch, people are cheering and screaming his name. So I will tell you this right now, from the heart, he's the most popular athlete in Chicago sports today. Rizzo, because of everything he meant to the community, the cancer community, everything. Rizzo was on that list. Patrick Kane, absolutely on that list. Justin Fields is the most popular athlete today in Chicago sports.
Hmm. Just based on the practice at Soldier Field, is that what you realize?
No, the outpouring of love and the insanity that ensued after Carlos Nelson said, how exciting is this? My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields.
Well, exciting in that we see something new and fresh from the Chicago Bears, because we always remember that the Bears drive the bus in the city, no matter what. It brings people together. Cub fans and Sox fans, they don't like each other, but they will come together for one common goal, and that is Chicago Bears football. I get that. However, I just find it fascinating that you have turned a blind eye to your guy, Patrick Kane. You know, the first guy that would get the Table of Chicago cut. What happened? What about Kaner, the best American-born hockey player?
Well, no, that's a different topic.
Same.
No, absolutely not.
So Kane's not the most popular guy in Chicago.
No, what I'm saying in that vein
is... So much of your text messages with Kane, you're going to get cut off here pretty soon from him.
No. If you said who's getting the table, Kane's been in this city since, what year did he get drafted? 07, 08? Mm-hmm. And he's won three Stanley Cups. He, like, we were using Chicago Cut as the example. He's been there a billion times. The owners had Rizzo and all these different guys there. I said Patrick Kane, based on his stature in the city, would get that table. Justin Fields hasn't paid those dues yet. I'm talking about among the fan base, just Chicago sports fans. I think he's number one. Hockey's not at the top of the list.
What does that say about the Chicago Bears that Fields, who just got here, is the most popular? What does that say about the Bears?
Yeah, what happened to Khalil Mack?
First of all, he's a really, really wonderful player.
Don't call him wonderful.
He's a tremendous player.
Wonderful. He's an impactful player. I'm not arguing you. I'm just asking you, boy, what does that say for the Bears that even before Fields was here, there was no one that you could point at and said, that's a popular player?
Dude, until we got
Allen Robinson
here and
David Montgomery.
I traded for Khalil. And I know Sylvie did this topic years ago. Mm-hmm. What jersey are you buying for your kid? And the number was 75, Kyle Long. Mm-hmm. He was the most exciting player we had, and he was a freaking offensive guard. That's how bad things were.
Well, that's strange. You definitely likable, clearly. But, I mean, you got to really be firmly entrenched to see what he does for you to be a fan of his. Because he was a guard. He moved around the offensive line.
Correct.
But boy, that was personality even more so than football prowess.
Correct.
Because he's in the line, right?
Correct.
You got to really key in on to see what's going on there.
Correct.
Because he's not a wide receiver, quarterback, running back.
Correct. Yeah. So I don't believe it's a White Sox player because 60% of the city are Cub fans, even though their team stinks.
You're just going to diss Tim Anderson in front of me, right?
I'm not dissing him. He's a wonderful player.
Don't call him wonderful. He's great.
He's a wonderful player, and he's a good dude, and he's great to the community, and he's built his life here with his family. His kids go to school. He's not like a guy, get me the first flight back to Florida or Arizona. He's here.
You're going to diss Abreu right in front of me, right?
Not dissing him, but what I'm saying to you is...
I mean, as much love as Rizzo gets, here's Abreu, one of the toughest guys outside the football team, and he gets no love?
He gets love. He's not at the top of the list. He's just not. You're going to have 60% of the city are Cub fans, and their team stinks, and all their good players are gone except for Wilson Contreras. The White Sox have a great team. They may win the World Series. Hockey is never, ever going to be at the top of the list for the casual fan.
Going to diss Lance Lynn right in front of me, huh?
And the Bulls, they don't have a guy yet that you go, he's number one in the city, like Michael was or Derek was.
I mean, Zach LaVine's an all-star, and he's representing the country in the Olympics. I mean, that's big time. He's doing such a nice job that it seems as if players want to come here and play with him.
Does that matter?
It matters. He's on the list. He's not number one. There's no scenario a guy who's never played in the playoffs is number one in the city.
Man, from your list, we are bereft of quality, you know, difference-making players or likable players if Justin Fields, who has not taken the field yet, is number one. I'm excited for Justin Fields, absolutely. But, man, I mean, it looks like the Bears are a bunch of faceless guys that couldn't take that number one spot. That's not good.
Here's why I disagree with you, and I always use my wife and my mom as the barometer, right? Mm-hmm. If I took a picture to my mom or my wife, and it was Justin Fields without a Bears uniform, helmet, or anything, and I said, who is this? They would have no idea. They would know Patrick Kane for sure.
they would definitely not know Justin Fields by face. And I think right now the majority of the city falls in that category. If we went out on the street, Michigan Avenue's jumping like it normally is on a day in August, and I held up a picture of Justin Fields sans bear stuff, just him in street clothes, and I said, who is this? I would guarantee the majority of the people would not recognize him by face.
Okay, I'm going out on the street in the next few days. Tomorrow we're in Vernon Hills at Buttermilk Cafe. We're going to be out there doing our show. But either Friday morning or Monday, I am going to go out on the street. I'm going to ask people, say, well, are you a sports fan? Who is that? And I'm going to show them pictures of Patrick Kane, of Justin Fields, and anyone else you want me to put there. Jose Abreu, and we're going to see what people say.
Why don't you do it in Vernon Hills tomorrow? But give a picture of Justin Fields. Ah, that's Walter. What a wonderful player he was. Ma'am, that's not Walter Payton.
Correct.
It's not?
That is not. So, I'm just telling you.
It's not?
He's the most popular athlete in town.
That's a wonderful young man. Is that James Allen?
It is not. It's Bruce Heron, the linebacker.
Is that Thomas Jones? What a wonderful man.
Great actor.
No, sorry. That's Justin Fields.
Correct.
Who? I haven't seen him play yet.
I'm just telling you, man.
My daughter's dating him. He's black. Did you see this? How did you get that picture? This is not who your daughter's dating. It's not? Well, don't tell anyone.
312-332-3776.
My 312. Daughter's see this picture? My daughter's dating him.
No.
It's not?
312-332-3776.
Well, we don't talk about it in the neighborhood.
Even at me, I'm just telling you, he's the most popular athlete in Chicago. Justin Fields.
And who's number two?
It's a good question. We'll discuss that after this.
Black.
Cap, Jay Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So is Justin Fields the most popular athlete in Chicago sports today? What are you laughing at?
Danny, just chiming in. Don't you understand that the comedy on this show comes from Danny piping in the lines to my ear?
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. He's piping the lines in.
That's not true. Laugh. Now you're scared to dance. I mean, we came back with something we thought you'd feel the groove to. We were waiting.
Oh, no,
and you just holstered the dance.
Blocked it out. I holstered it.
Yeah, I think it's great. Now it's the toe tap. Now it's the toe tap that's out of order.
When you go to a wedding, does Mindy give you green light to dance and go wild? Or is she more like, David, maybe tonight you sit this one out?
I'm going crazy. I'm so excited. And I'm just telling you, I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control. Mindy!
You guys got any Springsteen?
Oh, no. It's only got to be a certain amount of songs for me for Springsteen.
You see Cap at the wedding tipping the DJ.
Heard of that song by CNC Music Factory? I got it on my playlist. Oh, God.
I work out to it. Makes me happy.
You guys are unbelievable.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't usually say anything about it, as you well know. Focused on the show, locked in with you. But Danny's he's got all the lines in my ear. Do you get any lines in your ear?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
But I got not a lot. Like you do.
He's the writer. Don't you understand how this works? Like, he's doing the writing here now. I'm just doing the lines.
Correct.
That's all it is. He's Norman Lear back here. That's what that's what he's doing.
You're like the writer at SNL and into the IFB. Yeah. You're like, say this.
That's pretty much what it is. Do you have breaking news for your buddy, from your buddy in New York? Come on, brother.
Oh, we do have breaking news.
Say it. Tell people.
So, Kemba Walker has agreed to a deal. He is now a member of Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks.
Now it's a battle between the Bulls and the Knicks.
Kemba Walker with Derrick Rose as his backup. They've got Julius Randle. They let Reggie Bullock go, and they brought in Evan Fournier, who's a better player. Oh, paid him a lot of money, $78 million.
I can almost say too much for Evan Fournier.
Yeah, he can score, but a lot of money.
So Kemba Walker, R.J. Barrett, Evan Fournier, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson. With Obi Toppin and Rose and Burks and Nerlens Noel. You can work with that.
You can work with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as hard as they're going to play, that'll be a good team.
Now, I'm not going to say, Bulls fans, but that's now you got a lot. It's them, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Heat in a little cluster. Hawks are going to will be just fine. They locked in John Collins.
John Collins this morning stays with Atlanta, 5 years, $125 million.
How about this? For the first time in a long time, you're going to have relevant Bulls conversation on this show.
You are?
You don't have a lot of it, before I got here. But now that I'm here, you'll have relevant Bulls conversation every morning.
No question.
In the winter, when you were talking about the hot stove on a random January, now you got me. Relevant Bulls conversation now, pal. Now it's a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It better be a playoff team and more.
Yeah. Like hosting a first-round playoff.
Yeah, or getting to the second round going, we made progress. Now, what disgruntled star is out there that takes us the rest of the way?
Mm-hmm. It's just baby steps. It's a big step for the Bulls.
Correct.
But now you're in the mix, Cap. You're in the mix.
You are.
I'm happy as a Bulls fan this morning. Happy. You weren't getting Damian Lillard. Jimmy signed the max with Miami, so you're not getting, the tippy top. But you're getting quality on the roster. It's a far cry from the guard packs regime. I'm just telling you.
Far cry. So is Justin Fields the most popular athlete currently on a Chicago team? I say yes. He's the quarterback. He's the future. Funny thing is, he may not see the field this year. We don't know. We know what their plan is. See you in a year, kid. I think he's going to get on the field. I hope he gets on the field. But I don't know.
Well, I just know if you are a sports fan, the number one thing you look for is hope. Because whether it's in the year or the following year, you just want to get better in your draft or free agency. So hope is always there for you as a sports fan. However, when you have players, we have tangible evidence of players that are getting it done, like Tim Anderson and Jose Abreu. I don't know why you look at them as Chicago dogs or less than. That's what you mean.
I'm not looking at them as less than.
I mean, well, how come they can't be in the team photo with Justin Fields?
I said they're on the list. Yeah, I think the quarterback of the Bears, the future of the franchise.
The guy who hasn't played yet.
Agreed.
Wow. You got Stanley Cup champions. You got, used to have a World Series champion because Jason Hayward's not on the list, but we understand the point. There are guys that have gotten it done that you don't put on the top of the list like you do Justin Fields.
I put Justin Fields number one for a variety of reasons. There was this gaping hole at quarterback and has been for decades.
Mm-hmm.
They were aggressive, went up and got him, and people went crazy. There was the narrative. I don't think we believed it, but there was this narrative. They're not going to have a black quarterback as their face of their franchise.
It's been a while.
Correct.
Jason Campbell.
Cordell Stewart. Too. But they haven't had a good one.
And then Vince Evans before.
And
that.
They have a black quarterback. They have a kid from Ohio State. They got this kid who said, I'm built for this market. Yeah, you can put all the pressure on me you want. I'm built to do this. He wants this challenge. He's wearing number one for crying out loud. So, yes, I think he is the most popular athlete in town. That's my belief.
I love Sox fans that are just sitting there listening to this and just taking it with no Vaseline. You're just sitting there taking Sox fans just taking it. You got a team that's changing the game, and Cap doesn't have him as number one like a Tim Anderson or Jose Abreu.
On the list.
Or Lance Lynn.
On the list, yeah. But no, not number one. No chance.
All right.
Brian, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's
great.
Up?
Hey, I definitely think that taking a guy who's never had a snap in the NFL as your most popular player in your city is a little much. I do think he's the most hyped player in our city that we've seen in quite a long time. And I'm going to go ahead and use the word overhyped player as well. I do not believe in the Bears organization to do anything good. Now, I'm not saying that Justin's not going to be a good player, but if you watched some of his games, like I have against Northwestern, he was shut down. National championship game, he was shut down. And, yeah, I mean, we're all putting a lot of stock in the guy. And, you know, I'm on the bandwagon with everybody else, and we hope he could do well. But if he doesn't, I won't be very surprised.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man.
None of his highlights, just his lowlights. You got to use those two as
right. How
example.
About the 6-touchdown game against Clemson?
No, that doesn't work. No, that doesn't fit the narrative.
Correct.
Listen, as a Georgia fan, he should have been the number one quarterback. He should have been QB1 for Kirby Smart. And they went with someone else. And I don't like that.
Jake Fromm?
Yeah, Jake Fromm. I didn't want to mention
his
name.
Is he still in the NFL?
He's in the league.
He is.
It should have been. Not saying Georgia would have beat Alabama, but at least I think it would have increased your chances. And so he goes to Ohio State and proves himself. That guy, just like Deshaun Watson when he was in college, he could be a number one guy and be a leader for your team.
312-332-3776. Rich is out in Skokie. Hey, Rich, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rich.
I am on the Justin Fields bandwagon just like you guys and everybody else, but I'm tired of hearing we want to see him play this year. I don't want to see him play this year because if he doesn't, that means Andy Dalton's got him winning. And I want to see the Bears win. And if Andy Dalton's got them winning, Justin Fields isn't going to make it on the field. So let's have them Bears win and have Justin Fields come out in the next year.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Rich. Look, if he's not ready, don't play him. I think we've both been consistent on that. But if he's not ready to play at any point this season, we got bigger issues. Unless Andy Dalton's all of a sudden become what he never has been in his career.
That's what you said. You've always painted the scenario to me. You said, Hoodie, what if Andy Dalton's good, especially before the bye? Well, Justin Fields doesn't play. You know, if they're hanging in there and Dalton is showing. Here's the thing. It would not surprise me if the Bears are good in the first 5-6 games and Dalton's still the quarterback without injury. It wouldn't surprise me.
Me either.
I don't have a major push for Justin Fields to play game one. He's going to play. I don't know when, but he's going to play. He's going to be really good. I really believe that. Under Nagy, surprisingly, right? Because he has a natural ability to do a lot of different things. Here's what I want to see. Just like Trubisky at times was handcuffed, mm-hmm. I thought, mm-hmm. because you know Trubisky was complaining about moving out of the pocket. I don't think that Nagy's going to be inflexible when it comes to Justin Fields, because you have to be an idiot to not allow him to be able to roam free if he has to, run around with the football if he has to, whatever it is to gain yardage. You'd have to be a moron to keep him in like a little box like he did Trubisky from time to time. It's a different skill set, different type of player, right?
Different type of player and a more accurate player on top of it. 312-332-3776. Nico is out on Lakeshore Drive. That would be Jean-Baptiste Dusable, Lakeshore Drive. Hey, Nico, what's up?
Look at you.
Hey, what's up, Cap? What's up, buddy? You guys hearing pretty good?
Yes, sir. How you feel?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm good.
I just want to comment. I agree with you, Hood, man. When Justin Fields get a chance to start, he will be pretty good as long as that offensive line protects him. I don't think no quarterback's going to be good if they don't got a good offensive line. And I just wanted to comment on the way you said that Field is the most popular athlete in Chicago. I don't think he's the most popular athlete. I think he's the most popular Bear for sure. But compared to, you know, different athletes, you said Patrick Kane, Rizzo, I don't think he's the most popular right now.
Rizzo's not on the list. He's not an athlete in this town anymore.
That is true, Cap. You got me on that one. But we compared to, like, Patrick Kane. Nah, I don't think so. You know, I think more people recognize Patrick Kane compared to Fields, Justin Fields. But as a Bears fan, if you ask me a Bears fan, I think as a Bear, he is the most popular Bear as of right now. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate you, Nico. Who, if you were doing the poll question, and again, this is not based on the most talented player or the most accomplished, simply who's the most popular, who would be your, if you had other for one of the choices, because Twitter only lets you do four, you can't do more. If you had other for one, and Justin Fields is one, who are the other two spots to in your poll?
Oh, man.
Tim Anderson?
Tim Anderson would be on there.
Zach LaVine has to be now. Now that he's an Olympian, he's representing the country. He certainly can represent our fine city.
What about Wilson Contreras?
Doesn't make that level yet.
Well, he's on my list.
He's a really good player. You know, yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
But he's not in that running right now. No.
No Blackhawks on there? Taves Kane? Any one of those guys? So Marc-Andre Fleury?
So if I did Fields, Kane, Anderson, other.
Fields would win that poll.
You think so?
But only because you talked about how polarizing the Sox and Cubs are.
Right.
That you're saying, you said that 40% of Chicago sports fans are White Sox fans, and then the Cubs, 60%. I guess you're including Iowa in that spot, huh? Iowa?
Probably.
The buses?
But just the ratings over the years have bared that out. There's just more Cub fans than Sox fans. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
I don't want to poo-poo Tim Anderson, but I can't believe he's making the list. Until Javi Baez got traded, he wasn't even the most popular shortstop in this city.
Well, that's a lie. He was changing the game. The swagger comes from Anderson. Right?
Listen,
it all started with him.
I'm on the Little League field a lot, and every kid wants to be Javi Baez. I never heard a kid say, I'm Tim Anderson. I've heard a lot of kids say, I'm Javi Baez. Now, they'll say things like, I'm Eloy when they're hitting bombs or they want to hit the home runs. But you never hear a kid in the field make a good play and be like, look at me, I'm Tim Anderson. They all want to be Javi.
Well, what are they saying now? Now that Javi's a Met?
Well, now they've got to say Tim Anderson.
Oh, okay. All I know is that guy's changing the game. He's the star. He's the straw that stirs the drink on that team.
I'm not poo-pooing Tim Anderson at all, but I'm just saying if he wasn't the most popular person at his position until about a week ago, he certainly cannot represent the city. I really do feel like Zach LaVine, all-star, on the come in the NBA, representing the country. If he doesn't have a spot on the list, there's a problem with the list.
All right, we are having this discussion with you, 312-332-3776. Who is the most popular athlete? Not the most talented, not the most accomplished. Who's the most popular? Who should be on our list? Next.
Take that.
What a way to start the day. Our new morning show. Cap and J-Hood.
Mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
At 9:35, we will have crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Greeny is at noon. Wow. And Sylvie are at 2. Black and Abdallah at 6. And White Sox baseball, 6:30. Please download the ESPN Chicago app to get all of our podcasts. Please download the Cap J. Hood podcast. There's also the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, the Armchair Nutritionist that Danny works very hard on and has a loyal following. So all of that is there on the ESPN Chicago app.
We do the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast. We're going to do a number of them. We did one last night, did one the night before. The reason why we had that podcast, Cap, so I don't bog you down with this red tape from this free agency. We just do it on the podcast to figure it all out. Like, I'm confused about what Oklahoma City's doing and a number of other teams. That's why we put on the podcast. I don't want to leave you with all this red tape from 7 to 10.
Right, like, what are they doing?
We put on the podcast. So if you're a basketball fan, Bulls or NBA, that's why we have the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast.
And it is a great, great listen. Man. I just tweeted out the poll. Who is the most popular current athlete in Chicago sports? The choices are Justin Fields, Patrick Kane, Tim Anderson, or other. So Zach LaVine falls in there. Khalil Mack falls in there. Wilson Contreras, some people have said, falls in there. We'll see how the votes come in. 312-332-3776. Anthony is in Matson. Anthony.
Hey, what's up, Cap? Jay Hood, what's going on?
What's up?
What's cracking?
Hey, it's got to be Candace Parker, man. How y'all overlooking her?
Well, I never overlook Candace Parker, pal. I always mention her. She's a difference maker, along with Vandersloot for the Sky. So,
and Allie Quigley.
And that's a Hall of Famer, no question.
Yeah, I mean, she's way over Tim Anderson and even Zach.
Well, let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm going to... vehemently disagree. She's a wonderful person. She's a great player. I'm glad she's back in her hometown. All of it. She's not the most popular athlete in town, and it ain't close.
But I'm down with you, Anthony, for that. But I think that Danny's had enough of your wonderful, your thoughts on wonderful players.
Can we have a caveat right here? 9:37
You can't
August
use the
4th.
Word wonderful the rest of the show.
No, I'm not saying that. Let's just assume going forward that unless you state otherwise, you believe everyone's a wonderful person.
Deal.
That's like your caveat for everything. He's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful person. She's wonderful. Greatest guy you'll ever meet. Wonderful person.
I'm just telling you. She's wonderful.
From this point on, we'll assume everyone's wonderful unless you say they're horrible.
Now, give
to
me that,
save you from saying that.
Give me, okay. that, give me that Chicago athlete that's not wonderful. Give me that. Give me a couple minutes on that.
Jay Cutler, jackass.
Thank you, Cap.
I moved on from him. All We're right. on to the current times. Thank God he's gone.
Hey, he's got meat.
I bet you he's more popular right now than Justin Fields in this city.
Oh!
Absolutely. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My wife would recognize Jay Cutler in a heartbeat.
So, more popular for what? The one playoff win for
We're not
whatever.
Talking success. How many playoff wins does Justin Fields have?
I'm not talking about
He hasn't
about
even completed
that.
A pass.
No.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I'm not. You're missing my point.
No, because you poo-pooed Zach LaVine because he never won a playoff game, but yet you're touting Justin Fields, who has not even started a game yet. You have to pick a lane on that. Are you judging on popularity or are you judging on success?
I'm just
because Jay Cutler's success has nothing to do with how popular he is. He is extremely popular in the world. So much so that his Instagram's one of the most popular. The dude was the only reason anybody watched Kristen Cavallari's show. She has a store in the West Loop, not because anyone cares about her fashion sense, just because he's awesome.
How about that?
He has a line of meat that sells out.
How about the meat?
His lack of success affected his popularity.
Maybe. But his attitude boosted his popularity.
Oh,
his
please.
Don't care. We say that in the IDOT bullpen every day, don't we? We still quote, don't care.
And actually, maybe Sister Jean's more popular than him.
Oh.
You said athlete. You didn't say mascot. If you want to argue the most popular mascot, I'll put her on the list.
Don't call her a mascot.
Don't call her a mascot.
Don't call her to come
She's
back.
She's been here for years.
Don't you do that.
Danny in Huntley. Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's up, Cat?
What's up?
Hey, I would say Justin Fields is definitely going to be the top player in Chicago. I want to say Tim Anderson, diehard White Sox fan, but Justin Fields, he's going to take over. And football is the biggest sport in Chicago, in my opinion.
That's definitely driving this. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate that. Let's see. Mike is in Logan Square, where Danny used to live when he was
Nobody cares
spry
about that.
And young.
Just move it along.
Mike. My fellas. Hey, wonderful show, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
But he's talking to me. Go ahead.
Wow.
But I want to say this, though. I work at Nordstrom on Michigan Avenue, right?
Yes.
I sell women's shoes. I'm on the first floor every day of the week. Now, all I see a few Sox hats, a little more lately, because you guys are finally winning something.
What?
But barely any Cubs hats these days. But I see at least a dozen Fields jerseys a day come through the store. And if it's on the weekend, I see way more. So I want to say, Zach, because I'm a big Bulls fan. I love LaVine. That's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
But Fields is the man right now.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Mike.
See, once again, that you'll win this poll, Cap, because Cub fans and Sox fans will split the vote. They'll come together on Fields.
Agree.
Because it's football.
Agree.
Now, again, as a White Sox fan, the team that means the most to me in town, I'm Team Abreu or Tim Anderson. And it's not to diss Fields. I know, listen, I've seen him play in college. I know that he can be a difference maker. A knock on for Micah that he can do that for the Bears. I just know that the Sox mean that much to me, and I just think that after all this losing, you could clearly see Tim Anderson being a difference maker. You could clearly see it. The Cubs got rid of their good players, even though I like Contreras. But the point is that guys like Anderson and Abreu really resonate with me as a Chicago sports fan. Back to the phone lines if you could see them.
Aaron on the south side. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Enjoy the show, as always. Y'all hilarious.
Thank you.
Stop disrespecting Zach LaVine. He's the I would say on a world scale now globally because of the Olympics and the NBA, he's the most popular guy out of, you know, what we got going on currently. But Justin Fields in Chicago locally, I'm with you. He's the most popular, but even more so, I think he's just the most hyped because of, you know, what he represents to Chicago and how big football is. And that's my thought on the guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Justin Fields represents hope in a whole bunch of ways.
Hope? Yeah. I love the Zach LaVine love, though.
Yeah.
It's about time, man.
Good player, man.
He is coming back next year, right?
He's coming back.
Sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Coming back.
And he's got good players around him. He's got really good players around him. There's LaVine love. We haven't heard that. But I'm glad people stand up for the Bulls. That's good.
It's great to hear. Danny in Rolling Meadows. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Cap. You're a jackass for calling out Jay Cutler. You guys make up the same excuse for Justin Fields. No offensive line. Let me know when Jay Cutler ever had an offensive line. Let me know when he ever had decent receivers. When you had Devin Hester as your number one.
That's not true.
Hey, how many playoff games did he win?
Yeah, okay. I'll take Jay Cutler any day over, I'll even say it, Justin Fields.
All right.
Okay. Then
set
Danny,
him up for success.
Danny, are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm on my
way
to work.
Please take your keys out. Give them to someone. I don't want you on the same roads my family drives on. You're out of your mind. Jay Cutler over Justin Fields, stop yourself.
Hey, next time, pal, save the dime. Just tweet Cap. It's cheaper.
Love
hey,
that.
Hey, Cap, you're a jackass.
Just tweet it. Next time. Save the dime.
Let's go to Crown Point. That's where Ron is. Hey, Ron. I need a step stool. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Cap, I love the show. I just wanted to comment on Justin Fields being the most popular. I agree with you with your point. He hasn't played a game yet. I understand that. But based on just popularity of the Bears never having a quarterback, he has to be the most popular in Chicago. I went to a Sox game a couple weeks ago. Diehard Sox fan. We're in line waiting for just to get in. And all of a sudden, someone just goes, Justin Fields. And the whole line waiting to get in is going nuts, just going crazy. And he hasn't played it down yet. There's a lot of hype. And diehard Sox fan. And I think Tim Anderson's probably number two, even before all the trades, everything with the Cubs. So the chant
is the measuring stick, huh?
Say that again?
The chant is the measuring stick on whether or not Fields is popular or not.
No, it just shows, like, you say one name like that, and it just pops off. And, like, when Mitch Trubisky was drafted, you didn't hear that. I mean, he hasn't played it down yet, and, I mean, he could be a complete bust. But, I mean, like, he's shown a lot more than Mitch Trubisky did before he was drafted, and it just shows a lot of promise. And, yeah, I think there's a difference between popular and playing. He hasn't played yet.
Well, I would also say it's hard to chant Trubisky's name. It's hard. Much harder.
Correct.
It's also revisionist history. Let's not forget when Mitch Trubisky made his first appearance in that first preseason game and he was completing balls downfield. I remember coming in that following Monday and we acted like we had the Messiah.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
A fact. It's revisionist history to say that Mitch wasn't that popular for a short period of time. We thought that we had the quarterback.
We will continue this discussion. The phone lines are...
He just glosses over it.
I don't know what to say to that. And I can't see the phones.
That's true.
But Mitch was a wonderful person.
And I am keeping the rig on the road. We'll be right back.
I can't see.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Jim Gerard on Twitter says, in response to the poll question we put up, who is the most popular current athlete in Chicago sports? Right now, almost 2,700 votes. 65% Justin Fields. 18% Patrick Kane. 10% Tim Anderson. 7% other. He says Fields will be atop this poll for the next 10 to 15 years. If he's good. If he turns out to be a bust, no.
I'm not going to fight City Hall in this regard, Cap. Everyone comes to the table when it comes to the Bears. Hawks fans, Cubs and Sox fans, Sky fans. They all come together because they want to see the Bears win.
What's the Bears motto? One city, one team.
That's right.
Because we only have one football team.
And one goal.
And one goal.
Oh, that was the other
team. That was the hockey team.
Sorry.
And why they got rid of that, I don't know. Fox did at the end of May, post-draft and everything else, free agency over, the top-selling NFL jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Number one, Tim Tebow in the teal Jags.
My God, man.
Number two, Tim Tebow in the black Jags jersey.
Have you guys seen any footage of Tim Tebow at practice?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
First of all, he is built like a house. The dude is a monster. Second of all, he's running routes. He looks great. I hope he makes that team.
It'd be cool. Then jersey number three, the navy blue Justin Fields.
Three.
Jersey number four, the orange Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey number five, the white Justin Fields.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And number six, Tom Brady, white Tampa. How about that?
Now, where's the Jaguars QB1 on that list? Where's Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence is number 14, the black Jaguars jersey. 14.
What does that say for how the public looks at the best quarterback coming out of college? That Justin Fields has three of the top jerseys.
In the top five. Three, four, and five.
Cap, that's amazing. Everything that we learned about you know, watching Trevor Lawrence was, oh, this, no question, he's locked for the best quarterback coming out of the draft. Not so fast, clearly, right?
Correct.
Now, again, we're just talking about jersey sales, but you would think the flowing locks of Trevor Lawrence wearing that jersey would mean something.
Correct. It's Jacksonville.
Wow. Not even in the top 10, Trevor Lawrence.
Correct.
And not even the quarterback for the Jets, who has not signed yet.
I think he just did.
Who?
Zach Wilson. Yeah, the one with the wacko mom.
He's
Yes.
The wacko mom. He's not in the top 10 because you read the list, right?
He is not there. Not in the top 15.
What does that say?
Patrick Mahomes is not in the top 15. Now, all due respect, a lot of jerseys were already purchased of his.
Danny's got all of them.
So
you purchased all of them. Danny, did you ever think about just changing your allegiance to be a Chiefs fan all that time you had in Kansas?
Well, they were my AFC team. So when I was in Kansas, you know, I couldn't watch every single Bears game because I couldn't afford the NFL package. You know, I was a college student.
Yeah.
So I watched the Chiefs when I couldn't watch the Bears. And I adopted them as my AFC team. I still root for them like they're one of my favorite teams.
He's not even in the top there.
Not in the top.
Isn't that something?
I think he's nine. I'd have to go back and pull it up. Yeah. Not in the top five.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers.
Not in the top five.
Correct.
Before he takes a snap.
Justin Fields.
That's something. Number one.
Says a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Again, it is based on hope in this city. It's like when the Cubs won after 108 years. It was 108 years of idiocy. Of insanity. We haven't had a quarterback in our lifetime. Not one. Where you go, that's our guy.
Yeah.
Even Jay was divisive to half the fan base. Or like, this guy, what are we doing here? And there were others that loved him. So, this guy, everybody's behind.
The Jets will rue the day that they passed on Justin Fields. I couldn't be more clear.
You're right.
I mean, I saw both quarterbacks. I saw Zach Wilson at BYU. It's like, okay, you know, decent arm, good thing. But the leadership in the intangibles of Justin Fields told me, when they got up there, and poor Gettleman with his white shoes and his soup, there he is there. I go, we've got our quarterback for the future. We fell in love. Okay.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah. We fell in love. We're not going to trade for a ham sandwich. All right, cool. We'll take Justin Fields. You deal with the guy that you think is the next Eli Manning. Take that.
You're right.
I love it.
You are right. LaGrange Bob. Hey, Bob.
How you doing today?
What's up, Bobby?
All right, Bob.
Rock and roll.
All you experts, let me tell you one thing. When Donnell Mooney was drafted 193, I said Donnell Mooney would be one of the best receivers the Bears have. Oh, Mooney can catch the ball. He's good. He was always good. Justin Fields is good. Your eyes got to tell you now. Now, why ain't Andy Dalton on that popularity contest? I'm asking somebody. And then compare Cutler and all these other bums. Fields can throw it. I have a friend that was at the family day yesterday. He said, lighten up Soldier Field. You got to have mention that. So he was throwing the ball all around yesterday. Anybody was at that family day? Just asking.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Bob. You listening.
You keep being the Don King for Justin Fields. By the way, you have to stand in line behind everybody else, pal. Behind everybody else.
There were a lot of people yesterday that were at that family day that said, whoa, Justin Fields are good.
We've been saying that, again, based on what Reeder and JD has been saying. They said that he's been slinging the ball well. Again, Bob, create your own narrative, and that's fine. When you turn the radio on, here's what you got to do. Got to listen to it. When you turn the radio on, listen to it. Find out what's being said. Instead of just creating your own show there in LaGrange.
Take that.
He always does it. You got, like, no one's dissing Justin Fields.
Nobody.
And no one's dissing Mooney. Who talked about Mooney first on this show?
You.
I said Mooney because of the route running. I said he's a steady wide receiver, and I've been a fan of his from day one. What does Bob say? I said he was good. No one said it. I said it. When you turn the device on, actually listen to it.
We'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in 2 minutes.